Let me do it. Here we go. Welcome back. What's up? How y'all doing? You know what? This is a great freaking week. I cannot wait to talk to you guys about the shit that I did. I cannot wait. But before I even go into all that, I cannot do any of this at all with the queen, my essence, the one and only Miss Day Marie.
I love the buzz.
AKA Sade. What's up, girl?
Hey, Sade. Yeah, I'm good. What's up, guys? How's it going? I'm sorry, I was shook. I was like, is that me?
How you doing?
I'm good.
No, you're not.
I'm getting through it.
You're going through the motions. You're going through the motions.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here, guys. What's up? What is up?
You know. But we got another member.
Yes.
Of the family.
Yeah.
You know you know what? I'll let you do the introductions.
Oh, okay. You gonna let me do it every time?
You don't even want to do it this time.
So this is our third and the bestest addition to the family. Of course, the newest addition to the family, and it's our girl Tisha coming in from Cali.
What's up? I'm so happy to be here. I miss you guys.
I miss you too, girl.
What's up? How are you guys? It has been a while.
2 weeks feels like forever.
It's been a long time.
Long time. The weeks go by quick, but at the same time, it seems forever.
It seems like forever.
Yeah.
When I don't see you guys.
Yeah.
But so I'm excited.
I am happy that I have my team here. When I have all you guys, I feel so warm and welcome and love. You know, but you know, once again.
We are nothing.
Nothing.
Nada.
Without this nada. Gentleman. Who is he? Mister.
Good vibes. Yes.
Oh, wait. Wait. I thought I had you on. Oh, wait. There you go. Now you're on mute.
I always get the mute.
Put him on mute.
What's up, good vibes? Nobody. How you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're good.
Look,
I love the shirt.
Feeling good. I know. I love that shirt.
Shout out to.
I want one.
Shout out
good
to.
Good vibes
shout
with the good fly shit.
Teddy Black.
Shout out to Teddy.
I want one of those. Teddy Blacks.
I think something's on the order for you, girl.
Oh, shucks.
Big shout out to Dre
it's
Banks.
It's in the cart.
Yeah.
I love it.
It just needs to be pushed purchase.
I want my shirt.
Go ahead. Okay, welcome guys. This is the Grown and Sexy R&B Live. We have a lot to talk about.
We do.
We got some things to talk about. We're gonna get into it.
Yes.
So what do we got?
The topic is extraordinary controversy.
All right.
Extremely controversial.
Controversy, and the only reason why it's controversy because I be in it. On the same controversy.
You be in it?
I be in it. Like I've done it.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
You're guilty.
I'm guilty.
I can't wait to get this conversation started.
So, the topic of the day is nothing against single women with kids.
What you got with single women? Why you hating on the single female?
Exactly.
We gonna talk about it. Coming up, y'all just keep it locked, and also y'all make sure you know we got some other stuff, R&B news, we got some extraordinary stuff, you know, y'all just keep it locked right here, man. Good vibe. I need you to, since I got my guy gear. And I need you to play something with Guy because I just went to the new edition
oh.
Legend. Uh, uh, the uh,
How was that concert?
The Legend Tour. Oh my God. It was out.
So New Edition, Guy, and who else?
Tank.
Oh, Tank.
Jay Valentine.
The homie.
And what's
Keith
up?
Sweat.
Darrell.
Did you talk to him at the show?
I didn't bump into him, but I did bump into Jay Valentine.
Oh!
But he had to go on. I shook his hand. I said, Jay Valentine, it's Kiefer. He's like, what's up?
He's like, hey.
So we're going to talk all about that in the R&B news. But, you know, I got to play one of my favorite Guy songs.
Okay.
Spend the Night.
Keep it locked, guys. This is the Grown and Sexy R&B Live.
Kiefer.
And Sade.
Tasha.
Let's go.
Are y'all ready? Come on, baby.
Yep.
Will you spend a night? Will you spend a night with us? Yes.
That takes me back. You know, it's so crazy. It reminds me.
What you need, baby? Yeah, okay. You should. You gotta turn you up.
God, I turned myself up and down. It's like I'm like it's crazy.
Welcome back, your man Kiefer.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Going to Sexy R&B Live.
Hello.
This is the authority of R&B music.
Get it right.
Get it right or get it tight.
Get it right. Get it tight.
Okay, so you know, just your man Kiefer. I got my
me
and her
and her.
Me and her.
Me and her.
Welcome, ladies. How you guys doing?
Tasha's in the building.
So what's been going on with you, Miss Day Marie, aka Sade?
I've just been working.
You just been working?
Yeah, I've been trying to be a good girl. I quit drinking for this month and
good
just
for
trying
you.
To focus on my mind and my body and just trying to get shit right, get it tight, you know.
I love that. Yeah. Well, what made a decision for you to quit for a month?
I wasn't like drinking all the time. I've been really, really low key lately, like I've said previously. But like I just wanted to I like a challenge, and this was something I felt like was a good thing for me to do. And I joined a group of other friends, so that was great because, you know, we all hold each other accountable and it's a support system and something that we talked about doing, but we never did it. We actually did have to reset because
somebody
fell off the wagon, and I did a little bit of drinking too, so we all reset it again. So it's all a collective group effort, and just wanting to just kind of like, you know,
I love
get
that.
Better get right.
I love
it's
that.
Nice
I love
to
that.
Just detox at times, you know, different things.
And accountability is very good for
very
everyone.
Good.
So I
thought it was a good idea. You know, some of my friends have done it before, like dry. January or whatever, however they call it, or something like that. So we just all decided it was like something we wanted to
do. I love that. That's, I didn't even know that of you.
Yeah, so I haven't been drinking.
Good for you. So how really... you been feeling for the last few weeks that you haven't been drinking? You feel a difference?
I mean, not really. I don't know why. Like, I feel like my anxiety is a little bit higher, but I don't know. I just been smoking more. That's what I've been saying.
Can I also tell you that and you do this often as well. Meditate when you start feeling yourself the anxiety coming.
Yeah.
Sit back and take take a deep breath. Like
I just did yesterday, and it was so great. It was so great.
2 minutes.
Yeah. You don't need much.
You know what I have noticed? I've had a little bit more control over my emotions. You know what I mean? Like
shit
like today, like y'all don't even know what happened, but like I would have like flipped the fuck out. I wouldn't have even been like, I would have been like so like just, I wouldn't have been a good vibe. Like, I swear. I would have came on the show and be like, dang, like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. You know, I'm sorry. But, like, I just pushed through and, yeah, I have a little bit more control of my emotions. It's a little
weird. That's so good.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
I don't know. It might not be the alcohol. I think maybe I'm more a little bit just more present in that sense. But it could be it. I don't know. But that's what I've noticed.
In the spirit of your new adventures, me and Tasha are going to drink to that.
Yeah.
You know, and what about you, good vibe? Oh. You going?
I had water, but...
Yeah, good vibe. What drink did that, baby girl? You know,
what you got over here? You got
I always got my water.
I got swag. So
I'm sorry. like, I saw the bling over there. Okay, sorry. But yeah, nah, things have been good. Work has been great. Little hiccups here and there. But just, you know, just trying to focus on a lot of things, trying to focus on my future,
managing
and my goals.
Managing. Mm-hmm. That's what it takes. That's all it takes. And I let me commend you on you managing everything.
Yeah.
And your and your commitment to other obligations.
Yeah. Right?
So I commend that on you. That takes a lot. You get that prior.
Thank you.
What about you, Tashash?
Yeah, what's been going on, Tashash?
I've been chilling. I just been working as well. You know, working on my business. As you guys know, that I've been in transition with, you know, changing my brand and everything, and about to.
We cannot
start my
wait.
YouTube page.
We cannot wait.
I'm
we
going
cannot
to be changing
wait. We cannot wait.
All of my Instagram and starting a TikTok and all of that. Oh, okay. So I'm
are you
excited.
Like reinventing yourself?
Yes, I'm reinventing.
Are rebranding?
I'm rebranding myself.
I
want
to know how to do that.
Yes.
When Star was on here, we were talking about rebranding. Yeah. And I
she's a great.
I feel like,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's a time right now that I'm where I want to kind of rebrand and reinvent. You know, that's kind of where I'm taking that step towards.
Awesome.
So, yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Well, it's exciting.
I'm proud of both of you.
Thank you.
You know, you guys are just doing wonderful things. As the queens and bosses they are.
We try.
They do their big thing. But you know, enough about y'all.
What's going on with you?
I gotta talk about myself.
Okay.
Please.
Me time. How I spent my time.
Yeah.
Loving myself.
Please.
And treating myself.
Oh yeah, we talked about that. Self-love, self-care.
Yes, we talked about that.
So what I did for myself is I took my ass to the New Edition concert.
That's nice.
Yes.
By my damn self.
Nice.
Good for you.
And loved every moment of it.
That's good.
I could not believe that I haven't done this. I should have been doing this a long time ago.
Yeah.
I used to do it in the 90s
and
early 2000s and stuff like that. But this was wonderful. So I went to the New Edition concert. They're doing this tour now. My favorite group, Guy, Tank, Jay Valentine, and Keith Sweat.
Nice.
Ooh.
They killed it. They killed it.
I love that.
I was really, really surprised on how well everybody sang. Not sing, sang.
Nice.
It was really, really, like, I was really, you know, because you know me, I'm a nerd when it comes to that. I'm listening to every like, nah, that don't sound good. I cannot say that this time.
Yeah.
Even Aaron Hall was killing it.
What?
I loved it.
Go
so
Aaron.
So you
so
know
everyone so, in New Edition did good.
Oh, the best ones were Johnny Gill.
Come on, Johnny. I love your impressions.
Wait, how long did he do my?
He did. Oh my god.
How long was it?
It was long. It was
like
long.
A 20-minute version?
It wasn't that long. But it was like 10, 15. It was like 10 minutes.
Nice.
Of my. And he did. He sounded amazing. He was doing his thing. But enough of that. I want to talk about me and my guy. You know.
Your guy?
My personal friend. He's my friend. Oh. Mr. Teddy Riley.
Oh.
Teddy.
Teddy, what's up?
I got a chance to go into the green room.
Nice.
And meet Mr. Teddy.
Was this your first time meeting him?
No, okay. I know Teddy.
Okay.
Me and Teddy go way back.
Oh,
they homies.
We you
they
know
people.
Like he, floor flats.
When I came in and walked in, he's like, Keith, what you doing here? Like, what are you doing here? You know, and he's like, oh, what's like? Can I show you all the pictures?
Show us, of course.
We would love to see him.
So there's me and Teddy right there.
Look at y'all.
You see I got my jacket on. Mm-hmm. Look at us.
Aww.
Teddy was like, man, we gotta pose. Turn around. Mm-hmm. I said, for real? Yeah, yeah, do it. Look at the love.
That's so
he
nice.
was like, man, it's good seeing
that
you.
That was a good moment.
Yeah.
I'm glad you caught that moment and got some images.
Yeah, they were able to take the phones and stuff like that, and you know, then of course I bumped into my man Crazy Legs. There's my man Crazy Legs. He was there, and then of course we had the, you know, he had the 2023 guy jacket.
They gotta get you one of those.
Yeah, I told him.
Where is yours?
He said.
And what year is yours?
89.
Wow.
He knew that right when he saw it. when Crazy Legs saw, he said, "Oh, that's the 89. Oh my God, bro, when you do?" I said, "Man, 89 when we went on tour." I said, "Oh yes, right, you did go on tour with us." So yeah, so big shout out, man. Big shout out.
Big awesome. Shout out to God. Yeah, you guys want to know a fun fact?
Yes, tell us.
Fun fact with Guy is so funny because it takes me back when I was in eighth grade. Yeah, it's either seventh or eighth grade when I Like came out. Me and my girls in eighth grade, we did a dance to I Like.
Oh, nice.
Are you serious?
Love yes, it. Yes. And we performed it in front of the whole school. So,
no.
So, yes.
Nice. What?
You got the yes. video coming up.
And.
Hey. got the video.
And on top of that, remember Rexxon Effects?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which, right? Teddy Riley, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Produced that song or was on the song.
Me and my cousin met Rexxon Effect and Teddy Riley, all of them, when we perform at the Apollo. I was a backup dancer.
You're
for
kidding.
A oh my God, that's
white
so awesome.
Rapper named Mike.
Are you
white Mike?
What? Yes, yes.
Did he get booed off? Did he get booed off? I know he did. Just
barely. Almost.
Mr. Sandman came out. Mr. Sandman
almost
came out. Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman came out almost.
But yeah, that was my first experience. I had to be like 14.
Oh my God.
And me and my cousin Lanita. Shout out to Lanita.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's so funny. So it's so funny how you brought Guy up and it brings back those memories.
That's tight. And also, like, you know, like Guy, you know, Teddy autograph.
Oh, that's shit. Hey.
Where's mine?
No shit.
That's
oh,
so cool.
Oh my God.
Oh, that has to go on the wall.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm framing cool. this shit.
That's to go
oh,
on the wall.
I'm framing
God,
this.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Framing
frame
this.
It and put it on the wall.
Yeah. So Teddy.
That's a nice image.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I love that picture.
I got all kind of swag up in here. I got, you know, I got the official VIP. New Jack Swing.
Oh, you're just doing it.
Oh, they hooked the brother
just
up, you know.
Doing
oh, yeah,
and then, it.
Of course, I got a bag, you know. So I just got everything.
Damn.
Just got oh, everything.
I got a bag.
Just got everything.
I love that bag.
I did thought about y'all, but I didn't.
I see. Where's our?
Nah,
where's
this,
our bag?
No, nah,
where's
ain't,
our
this,
shirt?
This ain't y'all. This ain't
where's
y'all.
Our shirt?
This ain't y'all. This ain't y'all.
I
oh my God.
That.
I know. That's awesome.
Oh.
That's
of course,
nice. Of course I got this right here. The guy, swag. Got the guy swag. Come on now.
Oh,
oh, you is guying it up.
Come on now. Got everything. Yeah. So.
Shout out nice. To Guy and all Shout the old out. School.
Yeah,
old
I was
bands.
I was definitely you know, a fanboy that night.
That's
I was
nice.
Definitely a fanboy. I enjoyed every moment. And then on top of that, I met Interstar and Joe. Mm-hmm. They
nice.
Called me. They said, "Yo, bro, you at the concert?" I said, "Yeah." Hey, bro, we got VIP rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Come on up. I said, "You shitting me?" Came up there and saw the rest of the concert up in the VIP.
Oh, that's nice.
Love
up
it.
In the box, off the box. You know, so big
cool.
shout outs to them, man. I love them, and Cesar and Joe.
Great
R&B singers.
They're great. So yeah, so that was my week, you know.
Nice.
that was last weekend, so I'm like, so I enjoyed it. That was like the best time. I was on cloud nine for like 2 days posting all that shit on my Insta, so
that's
you know
cool.
So if you guys want to check it out, you know, you should be following all three of us, hello, and my man Good Vibe. So
yes,
y'all ain't following us, man, y'all need to go
yeah.
to our website. It's all over that motherfucker.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so let's get into R&B news.
Come on with the news. What we got going on?
So I want to change the mood a little bit. Just want to say hope that, you know, Jamie Foxx gets better.
Yes.
He got into a medical scare.
Oh man.
Last week. They're not telling what happened, but you know, he was in the hospital. Still in the hospital, as they said. So, but he
oh,
is recovering.
No.
They haven't released any news on what caused the medical condition. You know, so we don't know
Jamie.
So we, you know, so big shout outs to Jamie. You know, I hope he gets
big
better.
Shout out
you know,
to him.
So rest,
man.
You know, get your rest on, brother. We need you, man. You are very important to the culture, and we need you here, bro.
Prayers yeah. going out. You know, he's our Saggy.
Yes,
he
is.
Him and I have the same birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well then we good then, because that's my, you
Come
know, we
on.
2 days. We two
yes,
days away.
Exactly.
We 2 days away. So also, I also want to, you know, say big shout outs to, oh, I forgot that we have an extraordinary singer tonight.
Ooh. Oh. Please.
You know who it is, right?
Who?
Please
tell
us. Damn.
Chizuko.
Chizuko.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
We'll edit that out.
I'm excited.
Chizuko.
Chizuko is going to be performing tonight. She's a beautiful spirit. You guys get a chance to witness a true talent, an A-list artist in the flesh.
Yeah.
She is about to blow extraordinary.
This girl can do it all.
Yeah,
too.
She's beautiful.
She can sing, dance, like everything.
And act, too.
It's great. And act. Yeah. Like, girl. Mm.
She's got it going on.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, so you guys, you know, so she'll be coming up, you know, just keep it locked right here, you know, just, you know, keep the performance and the interview, so you keep it locked. Also, Erica Badu.
Ooh.
Let me see.
What's going on with Erica?
Let me see if I got that.
You know, that's one of my favorite.
Her tour?
What's she doing?
Erica Badu has a tour coming up.
Yeah. I heard it on the radio yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I heard it on the radio yesterday. Yeah,
the Unfollow Tour.
I love Erica.
She's coming up. A tour starts on June 11th in San Antonio. And let me tell you some of the dates or cities that she's going to be in.
Please do.
She will be in Vegas.
Yes.
Oh,
when?
I don't know yet, but I'll find that out for you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She'll be in Vegas, Philly, D.C., Detroit, New York.
D.C.?
Yep. And it starts June 11th, but it's over on July 23rd.
Okay.
So it's a short term.
Yeah. Yeah.
Short tour. So you guys make sure. I'm definitely going to see her.
Is she going to be in L.A.?
No, she's not in L.A.
Damn.
So y'all.
But I have seen her, I've seen her twice, so.
I want to see her again. I've seen her,
I wouldn't mind seeing her again because she's amazing.
Yeah, she got the candles all over the,
She does a different show. Well, I've only seen her twice, but both times it's different. Just completely different.
It's different. I don't know how she would.
But interesting.
Doing. Yes.
Very interesting.
That's going to be a nice show.
She is very, very talented. She definitely gives a show.
I love her voice, too. It's just one like
and
no
she's
other.
Sweet. I met her briefly, and she has a sweet soul.
Cool.
So we have a little bit of a controversy, a certain thing that happened at Coachella Music Fest 2023. That happened last week.
Okay, what happened?
So our guy Frank Ocean.
Ocean.
Did I say OSHA?
You did say OSHA.
I was thinking of the third, like Ocean 13.
Oh no.
No, Ocean. He got a lot of slack.
Oh, why?
So first of all, he came to the set 30 minutes late, but he had an excuse because he during his rehearsal time, allegedly. He hurted his ankle. So I don't know what that has to do with anything with your
voice.
But anyway. Yeah. But anyway, so he was 30 minutes late on his set. It threw the whole, you know, when you do that, you throw the whole thing. You throw the whole concert and whole thing back.
No bueno.
The whole festival. And found out, I need a drink on this one. Pre-recorded vocals.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
No.
Is that why he's been kicked off like for the second week?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's good. I mean, you do shit like that, you don't need to be on the
fans
show.
Fans are highly, highly upset.
I am too. I'm disappointed in him.
Me too.
For doing
I think
that.
Blink-182
I'm
took his spot.
I'm disappointed in any artist, actually, that do the, you know.
Yeah, don't
the
do
pre-recorded
that.
Pre-recorded
highly
vocals.
Upset.
Don't
highly
do that.
Heard Coachella got fined, too.
Oh, did they?
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
For what?
What'd they do?
Because they went over the
time.
Oh.
Yeah, so you know, so it threw the whole festival behind.
Yeah, he should be gone. I mean, I would be upset too, so that's not a surprise.
Frank, I still love you, but
I do too.
We gotta correct this.
You gotta do the fans right. You can't, obviously.
And he can sing. I've heard him live before. I don't understand either.
It's
bunk
crazy.
Bunk it up, Frank. Bunk it up.
So, I want to talk about, you know, our topic, but I want to tell you where the topic came from.
Okay, the topic
came from Mr. Marcus Houston. Okay, everyone knows Marcus Houston from Immature and IBM and stuff like that.
IMX. IMX. IBM.
is that the liquor talking?
It's definitely the douce. Shit.
I wrote this
shit down. It's right here. It's like, okay. Anywho, So you know, it's back to Marcus. It's no secret that he married a younger woman.
Yes.
About 18, 19 years old. Younger. Mm-hmm. I think when they got married in 2022, she was 19, he was 38. Mm. Okay?
Okay.
But that's not the controversy. The controversy is that he married her. One of the reasons why he married her is because she has no children. And he feels that he doesn't date women that have kids because it's a red flag. It goes into I don't want to have the baggage. I don't want to deal with the baby daddy. So
okay. The
topic, you know, what I do this at the ladies and they say, oh, this is a great topic. I want to get your guys' feedback and also, you know, good vibe as well. I'll give you what I think about it, but. Is it wrong for a man to specifically say, I'm not going to marry you, or I'm only going to marry you because you don't have any kids?
No, that's his preference.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But it's the way that he did it. It's kind of like shunning those females with the kids. Is that where we're kind of going with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, he said.
The baggage?
Yeah, the baggage.
I mean, and you have to know that. I feel, personally, I always said I would never date a guy with kids. Like, never. Because I've dealt with all that baby mama drama shit. You know what I mean? And it ended up not happening that way. But it's so funny. But, like, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It was just from experience. It's the drama and the bullshit. Like, I couldn't deal with that shit.
So you specifically, one of your dudes and don'ts.
It's not my red flag anymore. Okay. It used to be, though. And it was just because of that experience. But I connect with somebody, they just so happen to have kids and we have that connection and it's great and it's a healthy relationship, then that's okay with me.
Right.
He shouldn't be writing off females like that all together. You probably had one bad experience, Marcus, and then what happened? You know what I mean? But
yes. You
gotta date someone who's 19 years old who thinks she knows about life.
Well, the reason why he did that is because women at that age are not having kids at that age. You know, some.
At what age?
At 19 or 17 or 16.
I feel like he's trapping her. I don't know. I don't know. This just sounds weird. It's just the age to me that's a little bit weird. But if it's his preference, that's his fine. That's fine.
I mean, I get his mentality. He said, look, I'm going to get a woman before she gets out into the world and starts having kids. I'm going to go ahead and find one that doesn't have kids and fall in love and then marry.
I don't think he should have made that comment, but I mean it is what you prefer, but like, I mean, eventually are you guys gonna want to have kids? Is that like in the works? And then what I don't know what was the point of that comment.
That's his preference, Marcus.
I know, but like, yeah, I don't know.
I agree with her that everyone is going to have their preference, but I think with him being a celebrity and the way you say things, I think that a lot of men that may look up to him will take it like, okay, I will never date, you know, just because of what he's saying, I will never date anyone that have children. I mean, we have to be open and just remember that everyone has baggage. Kids or no kids.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
So we all have baggage and we have to deal with those baggages and things like that. But I think that our experiences that we go through will dictate certain situations that we may want to choose to deal with, you know, or not. Yeah. I mean, I had a child and we got to remember too, some women are getting raped. And they ended up having kids. It's a lot of different circumstances that happen, and some women bear children.
Right.
It's not just because all the times. Obviously, if they choose to have it, but it might be religion reasons where abortion is not an option for them. So they still
especially now.
Yeah. Like, we're getting our rights stripped away from us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And we're being completely I don't even want to go into it. Never mind. But yeah, it's just there's a lot of questions that I have, because what is the reason behind that? Okay, so you don't want to date somebody with children, but why? What is your reason specifically?
He's saying, I think, is what you were saying, because of the baggage.
Yeah.
Oh, the baggage?
Because of the baggage that comes with it. And it is some baggage that comes with having kids, especially if you're not mentally right. But I think, again, that goes with anyone.
Well, yeah. he got this from his father. Father told him the baggage thing, and also you want to have your own kids.
Okay.
That was the other reason. So I mean, I could get that too. But don't use baggage or don't use, red flag or whatnot. So, you know, so I thought
it's hard enough for single moms to try and date and, you know, exactly. Dudes walk out on them and don't have to carry the burden of raising children. Yeah. Like, that's a lot.
He's getting,
it is.
He's getting a lot of slack for this.
He should. I mean, he shouldn't write off women like that. He should be praising them for them being so hardworking and doing this on their own. Like, why would you do that?
Okay.
You know, like, in a sense.
So let me flip the question.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you ladies, would you date a man with children?
Yeah. And like I said before, I wouldn't. And I had it in my head, okay, the baby mama drama, but I changed my perspective on that. Only because I'd be writing off a person completely and I don't want to do that. Like, but I have to make sure that, like I said, the environment is healthy. Because if it wasn't, then of course I'm not going to date you. So, you know, it just depends on the situation.
Okay, what about you? What about you, Goodbye? You know, I mean, what's
yeah.
What's your thought process on this?
Yeah, what's your take?
Well, my girlfriend has two sons.
Okay.
And luckily, we cool.
Yeah, see?
Like, they're not assholes at all. They're, like, good people.
Yeah,
you know.
But, okay, regardless.
Well, when you
of
say
the
good people, are you talking about the kids or the fathers?
Talk about the kids.
Okay, okay, yeah. So regardless of the kids, like, what if it was a really bad situation with her and baby daddy? Like, would you be involved still? Probably not, huh?
Yeah, probably
See?
Not.
It's just it has to be a healthy
relationship. Yeah, it has to be a good kind of relationship.
So it's.
All
but
around.
But you're not writing off women altogether who have kids, right?
No,
like you
not
were
at
like,
all.
Oh, you have kids? Okay, cool.
I'm a product of a single mom.
Yeah. See?
So,
okay.
I appreciate single moms, especially when they got their shit together.
Exactly.
They're taking care of the kids. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's
you
know
what I mean.
But I mean, unfortunately, you know, because of the way society is today and how everything is being proportionally out of pocket in regards of single parents and especially in the African American community and even in the brown community, you know, they got this bad stigma of, you know, baby mama dramas and all this bad crap and it's not so. I mean, I've dated a lot of women with kids. I've had a couple of bad situations, but I think what it is, the energy that I've given off, I receive that I don't get crazy. Like I tell everybody, I'm good with all my exes, except my wife. I'm an ex-wife. Me and her, we haven't talked.
Fuck that bitch.
No. I give her all cut her
crap. I'm just kidding.
No. I give her love. I love her. But I just never had a bad experience with women because I didn't give them the reason to have a bad experience with me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with the baby daddy issues, they would like look at me. Oh, he's cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I never, so it just depends on, you know, if you want the drama, you're going to get the drama.
No, believe me. And this is what happened with me. My baby mama story drama is like this girl came to my work with her cousins to try to beat my ass over something that, you know, trying to start some shit, you know, and that's the shit that I'm not okay with. So you were cut. You are done. Like, I'm not going to deal with that
because
shit.
Because you're not controlling it.
No, I don't want to deal with that shit for the rest of my life, you know? And I didn't have anything to do with shit, but you're going to, it was the way that it was handled and everything like that. But at that time, yeah, I was like, I swear to God, I'll never date a guy who has kids. And then I dated a guy who had kids and everything was good. So it changed my whole perspective on everything. And I didn't want to write people off like that. Like, everybody's different. Everybody has a different situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, yeah, I like I said, I mean, we're not going to go on and on with this topic. But, like, I think the moral of this is like, whatever you're giving, you're going to receive. So, understand that, you know, if you're going to want the drama or whatever, you're going to receive that. And also, understanding the relationship between the parents or what the dynamics are. Mm-hmm. These are questions
you should ask.
That you be asking during the first couple of dates.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, instead of worrying about, I need to get that pussy.
So really quick, just to clarify, you said this was because of his dad?
No. His dad gave him you know, this is the stuff that he was taught.
Okay, as a young kid?
As a young kid,
if yeah. his mom was around?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, it makes a big difference. Was he raised by his dad? I don't know.
You know what I'm sure, thinking about it? But, because of who he is and mm-hmm. the things that he does, he's always busy. Mm-hmm. So if he starts dating somebody that has kids, he has to make the time for that.
Then you know that's what I mean? Just copping out. Like, come on, bro. You see Nick Cannon with 17 kids. Like, come on, bro. Don't
yeah,
even
but how much money does Nick Cannon have?
I mean, I guess you know so. You saying? Don't want to work for it? Like, I don't know. It's a cop out.
Right.
You're copping out. You're writing off beautiful females, mothers, like, you know, independent women, strong women, and that's what you're going to get. You're going to get backlash from these beautiful women. So,
do you guys have a problem with the age difference, though?
A little bit. I think, like, I mean, I think he should want somebody who's a little bit more experienced, especially in the industry. She's a beautiful woman, I mean, but I don't know her story and I don't know nothing about them. But
well,
it is a little weird, but I don't, it's just, I don't know. It's not that big of a deal, to be honest. It's pretty normal nowadays for somebody to date, you know, younger.
It was crazy because as I started dating as an adult, as I've gotten older, the age didn't. The women that I was dating were not going past like 23 for some reason. Like I was at an age of like 31 and they were still 23. So it wasn't because I was purposely looking for that.
Right.
It was just that this is where the age was that I didn't know. So
it's his preference. I like dating older guys. Like that's just my preference.
Right. How older?
I mean the oldest guy I dated, he was 13 years older than me.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, which isn't too bad, but I don't like dating people my age. I don't know why. Or I don't like dating younger people.
Okay, well, you know.
I just don't know. It's just I don't know. I am writing people off, but it's just what I...
No, that's your,
it's
just that's my your preference. That's your preference.
Yeah, so I'm not writing people off in a sense, but it's just my preference.
No, that has nothing to do with write-off. It's just like, this is your preference.
Yeah.
I like petite short girls.
Yeah, I like the older guys.
That's my thing. That's my get-down. Yes. So, you know, that's not a write-off. It's just, that's my swing.
That's your preference.
Yeah,
so,
my preference.
I mean, with Marcus, like, good for him. I mean, one, I have to say congratulations on your marriage, but like the way you put something out like that, like it's just
comes off kind of like, you know, man chauvinist type of thing. So, you know, but I can honestly say that, you know, because I've met him and he's a good brother. So I'm not saying that he was whatever. It's his preference.
Yeah.
I think that's if I could really read him, I think it was his preference. I think it was written wrong in the article.
Yeah.
So
I think so too, because when I looked at the TV1 interview that he did, and he started talking about his wife, and he was saying that he did get a lot of backlash from the age, because he actually met her, I think, when she was like 17.
Yeah. And he waited till she was 19 to to marry her. So
but he said he had a, you know, organic connection with her, and not only that, their religion beliefs. I believe he's Jehovah Witness.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Because my one of my girlfriends is married to my mind is drawing a blank right now. But the guy that she's married to is a close friend of Marcus.
Oh, nice.
And they're Jehovah Witness.
Okay.
So
okay,
I know for a fact that
he's
in that, you know. So I think it might have just been taken out of context the way that it was presented in the interview or however.
Yeah, in the article.
People,
Deborah,
people are going to want to cut that shit up no matter what.
Yeah,
you know
no matter
what I
what.
Mean? He's a celebrity, so you really do got to be careful what you say. Like, every single detail. But it did come off a little crazy.
Right,
off really.
Well, I wanted to get you guys thoughts on this particular topic. You know, I think it's, you know, is warrant and
very much
be discussed.
Absolutely.
So well, thank you, everyone. You know, you ladies always give such a fascinating range of just dynamic answers, and I just love it. So, and you too, good vibe. You know, you're not excluded yourself, bro.
Exactly.
So, but what song? You know, wait a minute. We do have a song. I want you to you can play that one later. But I want you to play our guy. We just had him on last week, Mr. Carlos Farah.
Carlos
Farah. You know,
man, I'm so sad I missed that.
Ferrari. Yeah.
Like Ferrari.
Like Ferrari. Yeah.
So without the E.
Yeah, without the E. Yeah. So this is his music video. The song is called The Right Time. Right, it's your man Kiefer.
And Tasha.
Growing to Sexy.
R&B Live.
Seen it coming, I was so blind. You told too many lies, I took you back too many times. Instead of all this pride, why don't you just apologize? So bad I wanna stop loving someone that don't care about. What if she's done too much? What if enough's enough? I've given up on love, I've given up on us. It's never the right time. Can't wait, cause I've tried. I'm not changing my mind. There's no good in goodbye. It's hard, but I gotta do it, cause it's killing me. It's never the right time. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's our guy. You know, Mr. Carlos Ferrar. You know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta say it right for the fellas and the ladies, because you know they will cut me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Get our girl. Tommy, get our girl.
Sorry. She said. She say it again.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, I like Carlos.
You know. Anyway, so you know, hey guys, we got our extraordinary artist spotlight. Ooh.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm saying?
Super excited.
Miss Chizuko, right?
So yeah, she said that right.
You did.
I did say it right?
Yeah. I'm so surprised.
Give me my props.
Live, this is your girl Sade. Guys, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. This woman is a triple threat, a beautiful soul, performing, recording artist, and songwriter. So here we go. It's Chizuko.
I know I can't stay too long, cause I know that you ain't alone, and I got somebody at home too. Don't know if I can take no more of the back and the forth, and this on the low with you, this on the low with you. Cause I just don't want it like I want you.
No, I don't love it like I love you.
I know this is real, but I'm feeling you.
And you're feeling me too.
So complicated, don't know what to do.
But I know that I'd rather be here with you.
I know that I shouldn't compare him to you, but it's hard not to.
You got me so sprung, I can't get enough of you.
But I'm here with someone, and I wish that it was you. You should run away with me. We don't have to hide a thing. Oh, I. Oh, I. You should run away with me. You don't ever have to leave my side. I want you to myself. There ain't no one else. Want you to myself. There ain't no one else. We never get to take no time. Just assume me and you. On the side,
I know you want me.
Like I want you, yeah.
Cause I want you to myself.
I hate the thought of
you with someone else.
I sound dumb cause I got someone as well.
If it ain't you,
I don't want nobody else, yeah, yeah.
You got me so sprung,
I can't get enough. But I'm here with someone.
I wish that it was you.
You should run away with me. We don't have to hide a thing. Oh, I. Oh, I. You should run away with me. You don't ever have to leave my side. I want you to myself. There ain't no one else. Oh yeah. Want you to myself. There ain't no one else. Oh yeah. You to myself. Want you to myself. No one else.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's your man DJ Kiefer right here on the Grown and Sexy R&B Live.
Welcome, guys.
Wow. That was an incredible performance.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. Seriously. So, we got her hair right now. We're going to ask her a couple questions, get to know her a little bit more. So
yes. I'm not even going to try to fuck the name up.
So if you know Kiefer, he is a butcher when it comes to names.
Yeah, I'm sorry, girl. So, you know,
don't take it personal, I swear. It's just what he does.
Please.
We have a whole segment of him just doing his thing.
It's called Kiefer Swag. Kiefer Swag.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, is it swag?
Slag, whatever.
I don't even know. See?
So, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. I'm doing very good.
Girl, oh my God. That song was amazing.
Thank you. Seriously. It was amazing.
I loved it. You have an amazing voice. I don't even know. That's crazy.
So, you're from, where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from
the Bay Area, California. Okay. I was born in Milpitas, San Jose area, and then I was raised in Oakland. So just like, I just say Bay Area because I was really just like East Bay Bay Area girl.
Okay. You're an Oak girl.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
And you live here in Vegas now?
I live in LA right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You came out.
She came out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's, oh my God, well thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out.
Of course.
I went to San Jose State back in the day.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I went to the Bay Area. I was out in Cali for like a minute.
Yeah. So, did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah. I loved Cali. I love Cali. It's just so expensive. I just can't.
Yes.
Ain't nobody can spend that part.
I know. It's very expensive. It was awesome, but, and then, yeah, I moved up to NorCal for a little bit, and then my dad came out here, so I was like, all right, I'm going to follow you. And
good,
not
yeah.
We're not too far, so it's yeah. not. Yeah. No, he's a Compton all. Boy, so he.
Okay.
Yeah, all my family live out there.
So Cali boy.
Yeah. Straight Cali.
So, yeah. so how long you been singing? I mean, where does this voice come from?
Yeah. How long I've been singing? Well, it's funny because I originally started off with cheerleading. I was like a competitive cheerleader like growing up in elementary school, and then I went into dance and I started singing. I want to say like 10 or 11. And that's when I went into church. I was singing on the worship team, and then I also started singing at Oakland School for the Arts because I got in as a music major. It's like an art school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then ever since then, I've always been singing, and it's actually funny because I was a big Disney Channel and Nickelodeon kid.
Oh, yeah.
So I would. I remember I knew I wanted to start singing when I saw Disney Channel, and I was like, oh, I see the Cheetah Girls doing their thing. Yes. That is.
And ain't nothing wrong going on Disney because you will be paid if you get on.
It's
you
know? So funny. Like, a lot of the artists dance. That we have on mm-hmm. our show, they all, like a handful, majority of them started in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's like a big part of where my voice, I think, comes from because before even like the training or anything like that, yeah. I was very submerged in like church culture.
Yeah.
And on the worship team. And I remember when I told my mom that I wanted to start singing, that was like her first thing was like, okay.
They're putting you in the choir.
Yeah, because I... And it's funny because I didn't really see myself actually like leading it at the time because I was like, what? I was super young. I yeah, was very young like, when I was in it. But we always went to church and yeah. I didn't really see myself a part of the choir or anything like that.
Right.
And no, it was really cool. It was like a little family. It was definitely a little family.
Is that what you learn your runs? Like,
yeah.
church.
And a lot of practice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when did you notice at what age or who told you? That girl got it.
She can sing.
At what age? Who told you at what age?
It was a couple moments. I want to say the first person who ever believed in me was my mother because I was so shy. I was like very mute.
Shout out to moms.
I was just so shy. And it was funny because behind the scenes, my mom would see me like perform and sing. And then she's like, yeah, my daughter's amazing. Like, go ahead. She's like, go do your thing. And I'd be like,
No,
and so for the longest time, you know, I was super shy. And then I remember it was a school choir, and I think it was like elementary school, and I finally got the guts to audition for a solo.
Oh wow.
Okay.
And I just was like, I'm gonna do it. And I did it, and my choir director was just like, you're actually really good. Like, you actually can do this, you know? And that was like my first ever solo in elementary school. So it was really my mom, and then
And that's when you gained your confidence and you're good in on the stage and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's when it started.
Yeah, that was like my moment. I just remember that moment. It was like 3 seconds. I had to sing like 5 lines, I think.
Okay.
Like five, it was like a Christmas
thing. God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always a Christmas play.
And I just remember, you know.
Famous Christmas play.
Yeah. I just remember my mom was like, you better sing the heck out of them 5 lines.
Right.
You better sing them 5 words. Okay. Yeah. So I went up there, did my thing. And I was happy. Yeah. Yeah,
awesome.
I knew.
Awesome.
So how long have you been like doing this professionally now? I mean, when
professionally?
Yeah, when did you start?
I want to say I was I want to say like 17, 18 years old. Okay. When I was in Oakland School for the Arts, I auditioned for an a cappella group. And they were like 5-time award-winning a cappella group. And so
Take Six?
No. It's called Vocal Rush, but we competed. And from then I was competing in like New York and we went and traveled. We went to London, Europe. And I think ever since like Vocal Rush and after high school, that's when things started getting serious. Like, yeah. Crazy.
And I know that she's like a quadruple threat. She could dance, sing, write. Do her own production. She's an engineer.
I'm an engineer.
Oh my god, okay. That's awesome.
You know, so
you gotta be a Jill of all trades.
Yeah. Keep that cost. Yeah. Keep everything in house. That's
Thank
good.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So the cheerleading thing has got you dance. That's where the dancing thing.
I just thought that's what it was going to be. I just remember being like, I think I was like 5 or 6 or something like that. And I was just in cheerleading hardcore. I was competing ever since. Yeah. I felt like everything I've done, I just wanted to do it hardcore. Like I was like, if I'm in it, I want to compete. If I done it, like I want to like go against the, like I've just always been that mindset. So I just thought, okay, like, yeah, we're going to go audition for the football teams in the Bay. I just thought that was going to be my thing. Yeah, the Raider Reds. I really thought. Awesome. Yeah, I was. That was my thing. And then my mom was like, I just feel like cheerleading is a little too easy for you. Like, why don't you try taking a dance class? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I took a dance class and I was like, oh, I'm going to quit. I quit the next week. I was like, yeah, dancing is it. And I just quit.
That's what's up.
I did it.
That's what's up.
So are you producing with anybody in LA right now? You produce everything or
yeah, definitely work with like different producers. Okay. And I mainly engineer vocals. That's more of my thing.
Got it. Okay.
And I vocal produce myself and arrange my vocals as well. But when it comes to working with people, I feel like I work with everybody. I'm down to work with producers, even other songwriters. I'm not really gatekeeping my own music. Good. Sometimes I love to hear everybody's options, especially it's okay if it's better than mine, you know?
That's dope.
It's all good. If I come up with an idea and then someone's like, oh, but I think this would be like really cool on it, I will listen because I think it's all about making good music at the end of the day. I'm not here for the ego, you know?
You need that energy. You need that energy in the studio, that vibe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that gets their creative juice going.
Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, I feel like the energy I attract, it's most of the time on the same page, you know. I feel like it's rare that I attract people that like are just out to like, you know, be rude. So you know, I just make sure everything's like in a good place, and if I love it, then I'm like, let's add it to the track.
Cool.
Let's
do it,
you know? So you got some EPs out on Spotify, whatnot. What's your current project that you're gonna be putting out?
So I'm gonna be releasing a new project this year, specifically like new singles this year.
Awesome.
And I'm really, really excited about them because I've definitely put my all into them, and I've been creating a lot these past 2 years, writing with different writers, working with different producers, engineering, just really not only curating my sound even more, but just kind of trying to be able to show everything I have on the table when it comes to my singles, right? Because I do a lot, and I love that about, like, even the when I perform today, I choreographed those pieces that my dancers were dancing with me behind
me.
So everything that I do, I just try to make it very intentional before I put it out, because I just want to be able to put it out and be happy with it. So
well, it's your baby.
Yeah. I mean, it's my baby.
So you know, you got
it. Yeah, it took a minute, but I'm excited. I'm really, really excited.
Who has you been working with? Have you worked with anyone, or who you want to work with in the near future?
Who do I want to work with?
Producers or artists, you know.
Producers, artists. So I definitely have a couple. Definitely, he kind of is not in my genre, but I think it'd be cool because I feel like we can add different elements. But Robert Glasper, I love.
Oh, I love Robert.
Robert Glasper, Terrence Martin,
jazz.
Yeah. I
went to art school, so there's just a lot of like jazz and blues and like classical. So a lot of influence of that with my R&B and hip hop that I do now. So definitely like Robert Glasper. We could go in on like just musicality.
I'll give him a call.
Really.
He loves jazz.
Oh my God, I love Robert Glasper. Yeah. And the obvious, the beautiful Jhené Aiko. She's definitely my biggest inspiration though, so working with her would be kind of scary.
Oh, that would be
it'd be
awesome.
Kind of like, oh, but I would love it, especially we're both Black and Japanese.
Yeah.
She was one of my first representations I've seen of somebody like me.
Yeah.
On stage.
I love that.
Her and her sister, Mila J.
Yeah, Mila J, I love her.
I actually do know them.
You do? Yeah.
I actually do know them.
I love them. I remember growing up, I was like 14, and I saw a video of Jhené remixing Tupac's Keep Your Head Up.
Mm.
And I just remember like just instant like fell in love and fell in love with hip hop and R&B because I feel like she was like one of like the beginners of like branching out into like mixing like the two in terms of like sing rap type of style. Yeah, you know what I mean? And like the newer sound.
We call it like soul trap.
Yeah. But no, she's goated.
She is good.
She's
goated. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah. I love it. We so I know you got a question. I know you always ask this question. So we're doing this Celebrate Black Love campaign.
Yes.
We just saw you we saw you last night. You killed it on stage.
Thank you.
You and your dancers, boy, y'all be getting it in.
Yes, boy, I tell you.
So when you hear the word black love, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
Black love. I think that my mom loves me. I think. Yeah. That's like kind of like between like black mother, black daughter. When I think of black love, I think of like family love, a lot of the time. Even when my brother showed me love, him being like the big, like one of the biggest like black men figures in my life. Like I grew up, you know, we were just like attached, you know, to the hip. He's 5 years older than me, but I feel like I got a lot of my swag from him, you know, like he sagged. So I wanted to sag.
I
just remember like the first guy that I was like, oh my gosh, like, I just like, I love you. It was like definitely my brother.
And that's cool.
Then I also just think, black love. Ooh, that's a good question.
I know.
That's a really good question.
I get them all the time. I get them all the time.
No, because I want to answer it.
I mean, we've already did our spiel on it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let it marinate. Let it marinate.
Mm-hmm, I'm going to marinate it. Yeah, let's come back.
We'll come back.
So
if something pops, you interrupt us. You know, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, I got
this. This
is
what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll always like to do this, like name, your fame, your
Okay. So,
yeah. I forgot the name.
If you were to create a R&B supergroup, okay, any artist alive or dead, who would you pick? Like maybe like 3-5 members, and what would you name?
And it could be male or female.
It could be male, female. Yeah.
Old or past or new.
Okay. Okay.
Would you put Janae in there? And make a whole girl group.
Yo.
She said, yo.
Maybe. Okay. I think I have a couple in my head right now. But they're kind of more. Okay. Do you guys know No Name? No Name?
Oh, yeah. No Name. Yes.
No Name.
Yes.
Somebody
introduced
us. Yeah. Because, okay.
Yep.
No Name. Tierra Whack.
Nice.
And like a third one. Just one more?
Yeah, just one
more.
No Name, Tierra Whack, and Thundercat.
Ooh. Whoa.
I think if they all came together.
So I see where you at.
Okay.
When it comes to your music, and because I'm in that same lane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm all about fusion R&B.
Yes.
And that's what I'm hearing from you. You got this fusion.
I do,
you know, jazz, fusion, and hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You need to stay in that lane.
Yeah, I love it.
That's gonna be in my playlist every day.
Like, have you? I don't know if you know Flying Lotus, but they're like one of the first, like I guess, like jazz R&B groups to actually mix Japanese culture and jazz R&B.
No,
in an anime called Yasuke, and it's really beautiful. But it's about a black samurai named Yasuke, and he's in Japan. And there's a lot talks about racism, but also like about Japanese culture. And there's like a lot of similarities, I think, when it comes to like Japanese culture and the seriousness of it, and also like R&B as well, and the you know, because R&B was originally called black music, but they didn't want to call it black music,
right?
Or, you know, broader terms, they've created rhythm and blues. And so like when you dive into the context of it, it's just like all of those intertwined. So yeah, like I definitely grab inspiration just from like my being and studying, you know, where I come from.
I think that's dope, because we don't have enough of that representation in the culture. So for you to do that, that's truly amazing.
That's who I am.
Well, keep shining on that, because that's beautiful. I'm a big anime watcher myself.
Okay.
Who's my the one with the two-headed sword? What's that anime? You know what I'm talking about? The both swords are sharpened. Oh, I can't think of it.
Double-edged sword?
It's a double-edged sword.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll get back on that, too. I can't even think of it right now. But I watch anime, so.
Okay.
All right, so anything else you want to? Where can they find you? We got your tags all over this place. So where can they find you?
So My Instagram is Chizuko Music, Chizuko Music. TikTok, it's Chizuko. A lot of dancing, fun stuff on there. And I act as well on there. And YouTube is same thing, Chizuko Music. So you can find me on there. And all of my platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Chizuko. So Chizuko.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And are you going to do another song for us?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And what's the name of this song that you're going to do?
The song is called Matane.
Matane.
Matane. So Matane means see you later.
Oh, we're going to use we're learning.
Mm-hmm, Matane. Okay. So Matane. If I ever say Matane to you guys, it means I'll see you later.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming through.
Yes, thank you so much for being here.
You know what I'm saying? You have a beautiful spirit. That's amazing. Wow. Wow. You keep that. Thank don't let this industry fuck it up.
Yeah. No, please don't. Don't ever change. Don't ever change
your own. Before I let you go, we want to put you on the Hall of Fame.
Right here. Oh. Yes. There's a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, these are local artists
that we've been
in Vegas and a group of people. Yeah.
So we got her. Booyah. Woo-hoo. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
This is so cute.
So, yeah. So we're going to get you signed this. And
okay.
Marker's in there.
Marker.
It's inside the envelope.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I put it in there.
You look at you, boy.
Okay, guys, so stay tuned. We're going to get a second performance from this beautiful girl and autograph. Yay. Get her on the Wall of Fame. But, yeah, go ahead.
This is your man, Kiefer.
Hey, Sade, let's go.
Growing and Sexy R&B Live.
Mm-hmm.
to get them there. Want you in my name, baby. So uto kushine. Hey, I know, baby.
I guess I'll see you in my
name.
But I want you
in my name, baby. So uto kushine. Hey, I know, baby.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Grown and Sexy Podcast, and make sure y'all to celebrate Black love. It's your girl, Chizuko, and I'll see y'all next time.
Thank you. Yo, welcome back. Wow. Ladies, did y'all enjoy that extraordinary interview?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
As you noticed, hold on a second, wait. As you noticed, Tashaw, she had to go do an emergency phone call. Sorry you missed the interview, girl. But you were able to hear the performance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So she was able to sign our wall of fame. There, you know what I'm saying? So there she is.
So talented.
Yeah. So talented.
Beautiful.
Oh my God.
Yes. Beautiful. And inside and out.
Her spirit is. She's gonna go far.
She's
gonna go far.
And she's from your hood. Y'all need to hang out.
I know.
Yeah.
She lives in LA.
She like live in LA.
Y'all need to kick it.
I definitely need to.
Yeah. Connect. And like I said. Don't let the entertainment fuck with you and stay honest.
Don't let the industry or whatever you say.
Yeah. Don't let the industry fuck you up, because that shit, yeah.
For real.
So anyway, so wait a minute. Let me, I get to do this. We about to get into the top five silky sheets.
Woo-woo!
Here we go.
I'm a kid for you. You make it look like it's magic. Cause I see nobody but you.
And I'm gon' beat it like a drum. Beat it like a drum. Beat it. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Alright, here we go. Let's get back into the Welcome back. It's your man, DJ. Keep it right here. The Grown and Sexy R&B Live. We are in the top five silky sheets. Oh,
hello. Yes.
Hello,
let's get into it.
Okay.
The silky sheets.
Man, I'm telling you, boy. Y'all, you know what? I think I fucked up. You know why I fucked up?
Why?
Because I was talking all this shit. Mm-hmm. And y'all coming. Y'all bringing the
we
A
are
game.
Coming. For you.
You know, even our host, you know, Darion.
Yes, Darion.
His music actually went through, and my shit didn't even go through. I'm all right. Yeah. That's what happened. Goodbye.
That's what happened.
You know, it went through, dog. I mean, my shit didn't go through. So anyway, so I got something for y'all. All
right.
Let's hear it.
Little old school,
okay.
For y'all, you know, I go a little old school on y'all. All right. So I got something for y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Oh, we got something for you.
So I got something. I'm gonna stick with the theme of the day, because you know I got my guy shirt on.
Oh boy.
Yes. And it might make it, but if I don't give a damn if it don't.
Good.
I'm celebrating my guys, my brothers, all
and
of them.
And I love God. But
Aaron, Damon,
it's not
and
gonna
Teddy.
Cut it tonight.
Here we go. Guy, let's chill. Tashaw with me. She right here. She right here. Damarie, not there.
Not there.
Yeah, but you will.
I will be.
Cause you be doing some shit that I don't even know. You be singing your ass off.
I haven't been on my game though. I really need to dig in the crates. Cause I usually am on top of it, and I have not been. I can say this season not my best. It's not my best.
It's all good.
Well,
you
will.
You gonna come back strong.
Come on,
I do.
Go.
I do have an oldie.
I believe in you.
I do have an oldie but a goodie.
Go ahead,
okay.
It's. I mean, I like this song.
That's it.
It's a classic. So I went with Bobby.
Oh!
Oh!
I went with a little bit of Bobby.
Oh, we going to the whole new edition thing?
Yeah. So I went to a little Bobby. I picked Rock With You.
Oh. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, see. So I have to go a little bit old school. I found it, so I liked it. So hopefully you guys vote for it.
And what is this?
This is a top five Suki Sheet. This is number two.
Right here, Grown and Sexy. Here we go. Yeah.
Love it.
All night long.
Bobby.
Love
Bobby.
I want to mention that Bobby killed it.
He did.
Oh, Bobby sound like the old Bobby.
I would have lost my shit.
That's why I said it all the.
Yes, I lost my shit.
I would have lost my shit.
Because Bobby did He did his tracks.
Was he moving and grooving at
least? He was doing this.
Oh, okay.
He couldn't do too much.
Yeah. Bobby.
Because Bobby, like, you know, he got a little weight like I do.
So he's doing the shoulders?
Yeah, he just doing the shoulders. But Bobby, Bobby, you did your thing, man. You sang.
Oh, Bobby.
Oh my God, bro.
I'm so happy
to hear it.
Oh, my God. He looked it great. I mean.
Cool.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah, he was wonderful. I could not say anything bad about this. So
who has number three?
Tasha.
Hey. What's your number three?
What you got, girl? Hold on. Let me get booyah.
Janet.
Ooh.
Say it to the camera.
Janet.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Janet. Oh, what's Janet? Because there's many Janets.
Which Janet?
I know.
Is it Miss Jackson?
What song? Is it Miss Jackson? Is it Nasty?
Just play it.
Oh, shit. She's a...
Just play it. Play the damn thing.
Y'all gonna know.
All right.
Good pick.
That's a silky sheet banger.
Y'all
vote for number three.
I need to take a shower.
Vote for number three.
I need to take a shower.
Janet came with it.
She did.
Thank you, Janet.
She always makes me come with it. She always makes me come with it.
So who got number four?
We got Mr. Good Vibes.
What you got?
I'll take four.
What you got, man?
What you got?
You gonna outdo it? Are you gonna outdo what we did?
I don't know. I'm debating. I'm like, because I got the music in front of me. I can change it. I think I'm gonna change it.
Are you?
Oh!
Because we brought the heat.
You brought the heat.
Switcheroo.
Yeah. I'm doing this one. Yeah.
But
I like this song.
But man, do you play this during while you're trying to gill it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me. All right. I love it.
I'm so into you.
Love it. That was a good one.
Okay.
I don't even want to know what the other one was. This one was a good one.
I don't know. I never played no fast track like that during sex. So, you know, but hey, whatever floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, who's going to do number five? We gonna draw straws. We gonna do it on five.
Yeah, I don't got another one. So whoever wants it can take it.
I got a lot.
Okay, but Tasha, do you have one in your repertoire?
Let's see. Love you down.
Oh, ready for the world?
Ready for
there you go.
Ready for the world?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Love you down.
Do I need to pull out the vinyl on that one,
please?
I got that. I got all three of their albums on vinyl.
Mm.
I'm a big Ready for the World fanatic.
This is a good list. Yeah. This is gonna be hard.
Hey, speaking of that, so I have a proposition for all of our previous artists that is on our magnificent
wall of fame.
We are thinking about doing a compilation CD.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
Of all the artists.
Ooh, yeah.
With original music.
Ooh,
that'd be cool.
I like that.
That's going to be produced by their producer, and then Dre Banks production is going to be
Oh wow. That's awesome.
So we're in the bank. We are in the works of doing that. I'm reaching out to the artist now. See who's going to be on it, who wants to join.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that idea. I think that would be so great.
This will come out in season 3.
Ooh.
Okay, so these will be for the artists that came here for season 2.
Gotcha.
Oh. Okay, so I will be making that announcement again, probably at towards the you know, each we got two more episodes, guys.
Wow.
We do 20 episodes per season, and we're down to our last two episodes. So we got
Dang.
Yeah,
two more.
Yeah, we got two more.
By fast.
It's over.
Even though it's been like a long 6-7 wait, like 9 months. It's been like 9 months we've been doing this.
Wow. I'm so proud of you guys.
9 months.
That's crazy.
You guys
that's
been going strong.
That's crazy. We've got 9 months in the can. Wow. Not the seasons, but I mean the shows, but yes. 9 months. So yeah, so and we got some other announcements that could be coming up pretty soon. Before you go any further with that, I want to kind of like I got some swag back here, and you know we finally got our vendor, the one that's gonna be doing our merch.
Ooh, shucks.
So merch is coming soon.
I'm excited.
Merch is coming soon. We got an approval of the color palettes from the ladies and from the gentlemen. So we got the color palettes already.
And it's dope.
But
it's real dope.
I want to show you guys where the merch is coming from. It's Mr. Dre Banks.
Ooh. Look at how nice that is.
So look, this is his this is how he wraps his gear.
Oh wow.
So let me
I love it.
Let me go undo this while we're doing this.
Luxury.
Look at everything is high quality. Look at that. Got the
Look, y'all need to get in closer.
Show them. So this is
these are the sweats.
He told me.
Open that up.
Yeah, open that up. This way.
Oh.
I love
and
that.
And what does that say on the shirt?
Teddy Black. This is a hoodie.
I love it.
With the brown, with his gear, the logo.
I love that.
And it's personally, so I picked this myself.
Oh.
And then here's the pants.
Cute.
The
that's nice.
I love it.
I like that.
I really love that.
A little pocket in the back.
And I love the pocket in the back.
So that's my gear. And
I hate sweatpants that don't have pockets.
Yeah, I know.
I can't stand them. So they look, should never make those.
Yeah, so look at this.
That's
this,
nice.
This is VIP right
Ooh.
Here. This is VIP. Gave my own personal bag.
So I'll be getting that too?
Yes, ma'am.
All right now.
Well, you too.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
of us.
And you too.
All right.
Okay. So the whole crew.
And this is the
swag bag.
This is the other color right here. This is, I'm not going to pull it out right now, but this.
I love
you got to show this. Oh, this is
oh,
limited.
Oh, yes.
Limited.
Okay,
limited.
Let me show it. Go ahead. Yeah, show it. Yeah. Go ahead. Show
look
it.
Look at that.
Ew.
That's a limited t-shirt right there.
Limited t-shirt.
I like that. Ew. I want one.
So shout out to.
So Dre Banks is going to be our official vendor for all our.
I love that.
All of our merch.
I'm so excited.
T-shirts.
That's
swags. I mean, all the
sweats. So coming soon.
Coming soon. But so, you know, yeah. You guys got a first
keep
hand.
Keep rocking with us, and y'all can rock with the gear.
Facts. Y'all can come. Y'all can rock with us.
So
we're excited, man. Big shout outs to Dre Banks. We're gonna get his little
shy
ass on. The,
I know he
yes,
doesn't like to
him.
Be on camera.
Well, he's going.
That's okay.
We're gonna get him on episode 19.
Okay. Okay. Good.
We're gonna get him
next
to come on.
Episode.
He needs to be on.
He is. We
definitely.
Is.
We trying to put you on, Dre. Like, come on.
Yeah, he is. Dre Banks.
All right. So.
Mr. Good Vibe.
Number five.
We got the final top five. Silky sheet.
What you got, man? What you got for us?
It's a Tasha pick.
Oh.
Yeah, she picked it.
What is it? Oh, Ready for the World.
I'm like,
ready
we just for talked the about world. It.
Let me
Let's go.
Lay you down.
Top five. I love it. Yes.
That is a banger fucking list right there. Banger list right there. You guys want to vote for these songs? You can go on Spotify. I did it on Spotify and voted, which was crazy. I did it. It was awesome.
Was it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I voted for the last episode.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to be voting. You guys can go on Spotify. The poll is right up in there. So vote, please. And you can on the website, maybe? I don't know where the polls
the
are.
The website is only on Spotify.
Okay, on Spotify. So that's awesome. So vote for those songs. This is a banger list, guys. I don't know how you're going to choose.
Number three, this list was fire.
But we want to thank you guys for joining
at
the Grown and Sexy
R&B Live, and you know, big shout outs to Chasuko for performing.
Yes,
thank
beautiful
you
girls.
Go such
make
sure, amazing
make sure
artist.
You follow her. She's gonna blow up, you guys. But you know what, you heard her first here right here on the Grown and Sexy R&B Live.
Y'all did
where we do it big. The true, authentic Authority.
Authority. R&B.
R&B. Music.
Absolutely.
Podcast. All right, guys. We have two episodes left. How fucking crazy is this? So, you guys, you know, be sure you watch. It's going to be a crazier season. Like, you thought this season was crazy.
Season three. Season three is going to be dope.
So, y'all stay tuned and watch us. Shout us out. We'll shout you out. And we love you guys for watching. So, yeah, we'll be back when? In 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, all right, guys? Yep, so keep it locked. Stay tuned. Show us love. We'll show you guys love.
R&B Live. Yes. Love you guys. Peace.
Bye. Bless you. Bye.